In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
He is their help and their shield.
Why should the nations say,
where is their God?
Our God is in the heavens.
He does all that he pleases.
Their idols are silver and gold,
the works of human hands.
Those who make them become like them.
So do all who trust in them.
The dead do not praise the Lord,
nor do any who go down into silence.
But we will bless the Lord
from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord.
He is their help and their shield.
Have mercy, Christ, have mercy,
Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Living God, your almighty power is made known chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace to lay hold of your promises and live forever in your presence. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Today is the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. The appointed Old Testament reading is from the third chapter of the book of Exodus. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight by which the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Coming out of the great tribulation.
And they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you.
In whose heart are the highways to Zion.
The epistle reading is from 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the firstfruits to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope and grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Luke, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There came to Jesus some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for her brother, for his brother, rather. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Remain standing, if you're able, for the singing of the hymn of the day, 713.
Fulfilled it.
Please join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our observance of All Saints' Day last Sunday provided what has been called a natural turning point, as we then considered our connection in the body of Christ to those who have gone before us in the faith and looked forward to the blessed reunion in heaven. And as we today and the next two final Sundays of the church year direct our attention to the Lord's fulfillment of all things on the last day. One of those last things fulfilled on the last day is the resurrection of the body, something Jesus addresses in today's gospel reading. So considering primarily today's gospel reading, with the help of the Holy Spirit, this morning we realize that the dead are raised. Today's gospel reading of St. Luke's divinely inspired account of the Sadducees and Jesus' confrontation over the resurrection has essential parallels in the divinely inspired gospel accounts of St. Matthew and St. Mark, where this confrontation over the resurrection is also one of several confrontations with various Jewish groups reported to have taken place on the Tuesday before Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection for us. Since we hear only St. Luke's account in our three-year series of readings, we perhaps should note that in some ways, the accounts of St. Matthew and St. Mark are more sharply critical of the Sadducees, reporting Jesus is saying that both the Sadducees knew neither the scriptures nor the power of God, and that the Sadducees were quite wrong, and reporting that the crowd hearing Jesus was astonished at his teaching. The Sadducees are said to have been the theological liberals of their day, rejecting not only the resurrection of the dead, but also the existence of angels. The Sadducees recognize the authority of fewer books of the Old Testament, but it's clear in today's gospel reading, they also misused and so also misunderstood the few books of which they did recognize the authority. The Sadducees' lengthy, mocking question based on so-called levirate marriage, the responsibility of a brother-in-law to raise up an heir in order to keep land in the family, ultimately ridicules the resurrection. And so Jesus does not directly answer the Sadducees' question. But using today's Old Testament reading, a passage of which the Sadducees would have recognized the authority, Jesus does explicitly make clear that the dead are raised. Right at the beginning of today's gospel reading, we are essentially told that the Sadducees spoke against the resurrection, saying that the resurrection is not, or that it was not, it did not exist. What amounts to a double negative in the Greek that does not reverse the negative, but arguably intensifies the negative. Apparently, the Sadducees' rival party, the Pharisees, also had a misconception of the world to come, which Jesus also addressed in what he said to the Sadducees. People today can be quite like those Jewish parties. The latest poll that I could find online indicated that only about 1/3 of Americans believe in the resurrection
of the body. One third. Despite creedal statements, such as that of the Apostles' Creed that we use this morning, confessing belief in the resurrection of the body. We may misunderstand what Jesus said about departed believers being like angels and wrongly speak of God's taking believers from this world because he needed another angel, even as we may wrongly picture departed believers and angels with such things as wings and halos. We also may misuse and so misunderstand Holy Scripture, falsely reasoning to wrong conclusions. On our own, we are not, as Jesus put it, worthy to attain to that age because of our sinful nature and all of our actual sin. We deserve death's separation of our soul and body in this age and eternal torment in the coming age. Unless, as the Holy Spirit calls and so enables us to, we repent. Sadducees and Pharisees had somewhat different expectations of the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed Savior. But neither party recognized Jesus as such. In today's gospel reading, the Son of God in the human flesh of the man Jesus referred back to when presumably he himself, the angel of the Lord, appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of a midst of a bush. Then he identified himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who had heard the cry of his people and had come to deliver them and lead them to worship him. Likewise, out of God's great love, the Son of God came to deliver us and lead us to worship him. On the cross, Jesus died for the sins of the world. He died for us in our place, the death that we otherwise deserve. And then he who had raised others himself rose from the dead. Jesus, God the Son, was glorified by God the Father. And by the power of God the Holy Spirit, we turn from our sin and trust the Father to forgive us for Jesus' sake. As we heard in today's epistle reading, we are saved by the Spirit and belief in the truth. So we have God's peace and joy. God forgives our sinful nature and all our actual sins, not because we are in any way worthy of his forgiveness on our own, but God forgives us out of his mercy and grace for Jesus' sake. God forgives us through his word and sacraments. As the epistle reading said, we are called through the gospel, rightly used and rightly understood, read and preached to groups such as this group. That gospel is applied to individuals with water and holy baptism, which makes us inheriting children, both of God and so also of the resurrection. That gospel is applied to individuals who privately confess the sins that they know and feel in their hearts with a pastor's touch in holy absolution. Forgiveness from the pastor as from God himself. And that gospel is applied to baptized and so absolved individuals with the bread and wine of the Holy Supper that are Christ's body and blood, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins and so also for life and salvation. We join with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven in lauding and magnifying God's glorious name. But we are joined with those who already are living before God, especially in the body of Christ himself. In part on the basis of today's gospel reading, we truly believe that not only the Jewish patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but also the patriarchs of this congregation, such as George and Gwen, Danny and Jeanette, are living before God, as well as are all departed believers, including our own family's patriarchs. We believe in what is called the intermediate state, though we hardly understand the intermediate state, such as why souls in heaven that are thought to be disembodied would need white robes. But the main point of today's gospel reading is not about the temporary intermediate state, but that the dead are raised, and they are raised permanently. On the last day, souls will be reunited with their bodies, as God intended and created, even if not all of the body's members or parts will be put to their full use for all eternity. Procreation gives way, as it were, to new levels of personal relationships. While men will not take new wives and women will not be given to new husbands, today's gospel reading does not explicitly say that one's state of being married in this age will not continue in that age. To be sure, one's joy in God's presence will not be diminished by the absence or presence of a spouse. All believers will be flesh and bones, and again will be able to touch and embrace their believing loved ones in their flesh and bones. Introducing the theme of the day, today's intro, it reminded us that the dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down in silence. But it went on to say, we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, you have shown your love for us in giving your only Son, Jesus the Christ, and you led us to salvation by your Holy Spirit. We thank and praise you that departed believers live before you and that the dead are raised. Help us faithfully to receive your forgiveness through your means of grace. Establish our hearts in every good thought, word, and work, and preserve us to eternal life in glorified bodies. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, you promise ultimately to defeat all the enemies of your church on earth. Until then, strengthen those who are persecuted for their true faith in your Son. Unite in right teaching and practice the Missouri Synod, Texas District, and this circuit, pastors and people together. Increase the work of the Lutheran Missionary Alliance, planting confessional and liturgical congregations in the state of Texas. And for this congregation, return absent members, prosper our Sunday school, increase our offerings to you, and guide the voters in their annual assembly this afternoon. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you call those who fear you to trust in you. Strengthen us and all the baptized against all temptation, especially those temptations to sexual sin and to despair. And when we succumb to any temptation, lead us to repent and forgive us. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord God, you place in our lives those who have strayed from the faith and those who have never believed. Use us to invite them here, where you can call them through the gospel, and they may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, through and for your Son you created all things, and in him all things hold together. Grant seasonable weather, we pray, and rescue, relieve, and restore to those affected by drought, wildfires and their smoke, flooding, hurricanes, and typhoons. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, the nations may ask where you are, but we know that you are in heaven and do all that you please. According to your will, grant peace and unity in the world, especially in the Middle East and between Russia and Ukraine, and in this country, especially that we might have a functional federal government and civility in the states. Protect non-combatants in war zones. Direct Donald, our president, Greg, our governor, Bill, our county judge, Ronnie, our mayor, and all who govern us on every level of government. Make all people good citizens. As our nation this week observes Veterans Day, we thank you for those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, and we pray that you would bless them for their service and deliver them from any ill effects of their service. Safeguard, uphold, and grant discernment to those who presently serve in the U.S. Armed Forces and in police, fire, and corrections departments. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you led the children of Israel from Egypt to the Promised Land. Protect and guide Brady, Remo and Kathy, Pete and Ellen, David, Charles, and all who travel, whether for work or pleasure, or by land, sea, or air. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you are our help and our shield. Comfort those who mourn. Heal victims of violent crime. Grant hope and patience to those imprisoned and their families. Be present with those who are shut in and otherwise homebound. In your time and way, deliver from their afflictions David, Lana, Tracy, Margaret, Tina, Katie, David, Gwen, Bob, Debbie, Jim, BJ, John, Anne, Steve, and all who are in need of healing. And grant all necessary wisdom and skill to those who serve in medical professions. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you set the solitary in families. Meet the needs of all families. Bring expectant mothers and their children safely through delivery. Grant contentment to all your people. Use us to defend your gift of human life and bless all schooling. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we thank and praise you for the physical and spiritual life you've given to BJ and to Connie. Continue to bless them with physical life according to your will. Help them to remember and to use their baptisms, and preserve them in their baptismal grace all the days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Jesus Christ,
This is the blood of Christ. Shed. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen. Thank you. stand and sing the note to Venice? Of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his favor upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Always give glory to the Son of God. Again, glad that all of you were gathered here today by God to receive his gift of forgiveness. Glad others can join us live online and streaming down below later. Just a couple of announcements to highlight for you. First of all, thanks to Jeremy McMurray, who helped with the bulletins this week. Tina was a little under the weather when she was going to help. We appreciate that while Ellen was out of town. Hopefully she'll be back this week. The annual voters meeting is today, so we encourage everybody to come over to the parish hall for that annual meeting. Shouldn't necessarily be very long. There's no food that I'm aware of, so we'll try to keep it short so nobody gets hangry. I heard somebody say that at the hospital in Dallas this past Thursday, and I thought, wow, I just thought it was us in East Texas that said hangry, but apparently it's not. The midweek Bible study resumes this week with Jonah, chapter 1, verses 4 to 17, and then catechesis on Thursday. Also, please note, if you're interested in subscribing to the Lutheran Witness and you want to get the Texas District Messenger, you can do that. Try to get that in to Nicole by this coming Saturday. Contact her by email. All that information is there. Any other announcements? Dan, Carl.
This is probably the last gasp of the garden back here.
Okay, what is the garden gasping?
Eggplants. A little bit smaller generally, but eggplants.
Okay.
The so-called fake jalapenos and the other peppers that we've got.
Okay. So there's some garden gasps. Joy.
It's a freeze tonight, so there is a...
Yeah, and that will have been the end of the garden. Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
If it freezes.
Joy.
I have a bunch of old Lutheran witnesses. Can I bring them up here and maybe somebody might want those back issues?
Sure, or deposit them in the library, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Carl reminded me, or just he didn't remind me, but the fact that it was Carl, reminded me. We had a very close call with a water leak yesterday. Our mailman, when he brought the mail, asked me if I knew that we had water gushing down the street. Well, no, I didn't. And I went out, and indeed, we had water gushing down the street. So the city came out, not as fast as you would have liked since we were paying for that water, but eventually got here and shut it off. And then Carl was able to get a hold of the plumber who came and was able to get the broken seal fixed and the water back on, or we would have had no running water this morning here at church. And so we're thankful for Carl's persistence in calling every plumber in the phone book almost, I guess.
It was quite bad, man.
Quite a few of them to try to find one. Some of you know Bruce Guillory, who is a member of our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Longview, who is a plumber, who's done some work for us here at Pilgrim before, but apparently he was...
His answering machine message said, I won't be back till the 17th. You can wait till then, leave a message, otherwise go somewhere else.
He's honest.
Yes, well, no, you'd rather have that than thinking he's going to call you back. Anyway, so we were thankful for the plumber who got us back and running and all of that this morning. Any other announcements?
Yeah.
All right, yes, Elaine.
What divine service are we going to next?
Yes, setting one. Yeah, that.
I thought he had told me to. Sorry.
Nope. 1, 3, 2, 4. That's the standard rotation. 1, 3, 2, and 4. And we're in 4, so the one is next. Any other? Nope. All right, look forward to reading the one.